Here we go. This is Mike from the Pompey Podcast, and this is our end of season special edition looking at my picks for free transfers that Pompey could potentially look at for next season. And as a real teaser, number six, I know everybody is going to love, so stick around for number six. That's right, the season has ended. Pompey are eventually back out of League One and into the Championship. Out, a lot of players have gone, a couple of surprises in there. Biggest one for me being Rafferty. I know a lot of people upset about Raggett, but I don't think it's that much of a surprise. Great servant, but not really going to get a lot of game time in the Championship. The celebrations are continuing with the players going out to Las Vegas, but I imagine the management team are very much now in the stage where they are planning to make us competitive in the Championship. So here are my six free transfers that I feel could be on Pompey's radar, maybe should be on Pompey's radar. See what you think. So my criteria for these six players, firstly, that they fit into the new Pompey profile of being young and have the potential for resale value. Secondly, they're likely to be within Portsmouth's wage budget. And finally, they also fit into Mousinho's preferred 4-2-3-1 playing styles. So these are the six players that I have kind of shortlisted, if you like, for, as potential signings for Pompey. Firstly, we've got Idris El-Mazouri. Idris has spent the last two seasons on loan at Leyton Orient. Very combative midfielder. I feel midfield is a big area that we need to improve, with the exception of Pack. I'm not really convinced that we have championship level midfielders in the offing, especially if we lose Morel as well. If he doesn't re-sign, I think that's that centre midfield area needs a real overhaul. I think this guy could come in. He has been at Ipswich for most of his career, but he's been out on loan most of the time. He's played a few games for Ipswich, but last two seasons he was on loan at Leyton Orient. You may remember he had a great game against us at Fratton Park in their 3-0 victory there. Really fits the mould at Pompey. I think he'll play well alongside Pack. Big issue, though, with this guy is that he missed the tail end of the season with an MCL injury, which is going to keep him out for a little while. So maybe not so sure on that one. He is 23 years old, plenty of room to develop, and fits that pattern, like I say, with the younger players coming in. Wages, he's out of contract with Ipswich. They do have an option to take an extra year on him. However, I feel that's unlikely, especially if they go up to the Premier League. I think it's unlikely they're going to take that option. He's reportedly on around about £2,000 wages, so he certainly fits into our wage structure and will probably be on the lower end of our wage structure. We'd obviously want a more sizable contract in the Premier League. But that's my first pick. I think he's a long shot purely because of the injury situation. Next player up, familiar to Portsmouth fans, it is Deshaun Bernard. Deshaun obviously was on loan with us the season before the one that's just finished. Started a little bit slow with us, I felt, when he first came in. Wasn't particularly comfortable, but he's a young lad. He's still only 23 years old. He's just had a relatively solid year in the Championship with Sheffield Wednesday, playing 31 games, although it was in a struggling side, you have to admit. But you know, I think age on his side and the fact that we can develop him as a player is a big positive. The thing with Deshaun could be the wage situation. He's reportedly on £14,000 a week at Sheffield Wednesday. That said, I think that's the sort of level that we need to be looking at in the Championship, around kind of somewhere between £8,000 and £15,000 a week, if we're to get the sort of level of player that we need to be competitive in that league. I think, with the exception of someone like Ipswich, who, you know, well exceeded their expectations this season, but also their players were probably in the top half of the table, the lowest paid overall on average. You know, I think even there, they're looking at kind of £17,000-£18,000 a week. We need to be looking at, like I say, kind of £8,000, maybe £10,000, up to £15,000 a week is where we should be aiming. So Deshaun is well within that. He'll be at the top, the higher level of that, but still within that. I'd like to see him back. I think he's a decent player. I think he's obviously can play right back as well as in the centre. So, you know, right back is definitely an area we need to strengthen. Next up, Herbie Kane. Currently at Barnsley, out of contract with Barnsley. I think a lot with this one, and there's one other player as well, I think a lot would depend on what their current team does going into kind of the playoff situation. But Herbie Kane, originally from Liverpool, been playing for Barnsley for a couple of seasons now, managed 9 goals from midfield for Barnsley. 25 years old, so kind of at the top end of that sort of scale, you'd say, is a young player that you can develop, but definitely a resale value on him. Will he make the step up to the Championship? He has played Championship football before with Hull and Barnsley. So he knows what it's all about. I think he's developed further since he's been at Barnsley as well. He's got a kind of bit of a shot on him. Can hit a free kick as well. I think he would be a nice, lively addition to the midfield. As I said before, I feel midfield is definitely an area that we need to improve. Wages for him, apparently he's on around about just over five grand at Barnsley. So again, really shouldn't be a problem for us in the Championship. We're probably going to be looking to pay players. I would reckon in the region of 10 to 15 grand per week in the Championship. So Herbie Kane is my third recommendation. This is a wild card, number 4. Ben Woodburn. A lot of people will literally be going, oh no. Ben Woodburn was a young prodigy at Liverpool, the second youngest international scorer for Wales, only behind Gareth Bale. Since he's left Liverpool, his career has kind of petered out a little bit. But the reason why I've included him, A, he is on a free transfer. He's available after he'll potentially could be leaving Preston. Obviously, all of these players could be offered new deals, but as things stand, their contract ends at the end of this season. So Ben Woodburn didn't play a lot for Preston last season, only about 10, 15 games. He's effectively like a number 10 sort of player in behind the attacker. I think the fact that he's only 24 years old gives the potential for him to still improve and flourish under Mourinho's coaching. Didn't really work out for him in Preston last season. Played a lot of games for them in his first season. So he does have a lot of Championship experience, a little bit of Premier League experience. Played well when he was at Hearts for a little while. If, which I think is a big if, we don't get Robertson back next season, which I do believe we will, I would look at someone like Woodburn as a potential number 10 in there, or certainly challenging for that number 10 with someone like Robertson and Lang. Wages around about 13 grand a week, Woodburn is reported to be on. So again, should be in the sort of figure that we should be comfortable paying Championship level players. Number 5 for me is this guy. Again, it all depends on what happens with Peterborough. If they go up through the playoffs, I can see him staying at Peterborough and getting a nice little contract there. He is a Peterborough boy, come up through the academy. Clearly the best left back in League One last season. He's only 23 years old. He's on around about 4 grand a week. So definitely from a wage point of view, not an issue. I think the biggest issue with Burrows is if Peterborough don't go up, I think there's going to be a lot of clubs looking at his at signing him, potentially a lot of clubs at the kind of upper end of the Championship as well, because he is a quality performer. If you've not seen him play, he's kind of fairly solid at the back, but he's also good going forward. He's almost like a combination of Ogilvy and Sparks, really. Can whip a great ball in, has a really good left foot on him, good from set pieces as well. I would be surprised if a lot of clubs aren't already talking to Burrows about potentially going there. I was amazed that he was actually available on a free transfer, if I'm perfectly honest with you. But I think he'd be a great addition to our side and give a lot of competition to that left-back spot. So the final one, this is the one I kind of teased you about at the beginning. This is a little bit of a hope, but he is available on a free and he's an ex-Pompey boy. It is Jamal Lowe. Jamal Lowe is due to his contract at Bournemouth is due to end at the end of June. He's 29 years old, so he doesn't fit the criteria that I spoke about earlier with regards to being young, having a resale value. But I think he's definitely Championship level. I don't think he's clearly not made it in the Premier League. I don't think he's kind of just quite that level, but he's definitely Championship level. He has proven that with Swansea. He was their top scorer again this season. He can play across the front, either as a centre-forward, and that could be good to challenge Bishop and Yenge, or on either wing. And we are lacking on both wings with Abu going back to Norwich. I know that Mourinho has said that Bishop, Yenge and Sadie are great options to have. I'm not sure that's really going to frighten a lot of Championship defences, especially at the top end. you know, if we're aiming just to stay in the championship, then maybe. But I think if we're looking to kind of do something a little bit more, I think we need a little bit more firepower. And Jamal Lowe would certainly offer that. A lot of people will have great memories of Jamal in his time with Pompey, probably in particular that goal he scored in the Mickey Mouse Cup final, where he lobbed it over the Sunderland keeper. Controlled it beautifully as well. This isn't a sentimental one. I genuinely think he could add something to our team. It's not like a Matt Ritchie or someone like that who's coming back and he's well past his best. Jamal Lowe still has a lot to offer football. He's only 29 years old, as I said. And the big stumbling block here, I think, could be wages. He's reportedly on around about 25 grand at Bournemouth. So therefore, I think that's the big, big issue. I can't see us necessarily going from our highest earner this season was around about 5 grand. I appreciate that's going to go up quite a lot in the championship, but will it go up 5 times? I'm not necessarily sure. I think if he does come to us, he is going to be our highest earner. So that's it. That's my roundup of the six players that I think Pompey should be looking at. They're all free transfers, which is great. I can't see us spending massive transfer fees on players. You know, maybe the odd million here or there. And I know I'm scoffing at a million, but we all know in football, £1 million doesn't get you a lot from a transfer point of view. We will have further additions where we will look at players who are available for transfer and what's, you know, that might be within our budget. Again, our wage budget. But those are the six that I've selected. What we got there? So you've got Lowe, you've got Burrows, Ben Woodburn, Herbie Kane, Deshaun Bernard, and Idris El Mazouri. Do you think we'll sign any of those? Do you think we'll sign all of those? Put your comments down below. That's it for this episode of the Pompey Pod. There will be a similar one very soon. Thanks for watching. Goodbye.